What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babes? Welcome back. I hope you're feeling just as great as I am. And if not better, you feel me. But babes, y'all see what that good old topic is about today. We have part two of eliminating cheating. And guess what? We got a guest star on that episode today. Today we have someone coming in, a new, brand new, spanking new perspective on eliminating cheating. And we want to know what we think. You know, I want to know what you think also. So, you know, we got our good old support system, where our community / support system, where you can go ahead and message in if you want. If you listen on Spotify, the link is right above. Anywhere else, the link should be there, but we are available on all platforms. So if you want to go check us out on Spotify, you will see that directly. And our community, guys, make sure you are hitting that good old follow button. Subscribe if it's on that platform. Do what you gotta do, babes. You don't want to miss these episodes. Let's go ahead and get our guest star in, guys. People,
what's up, it's Chris Trendon, you know what I mean, what's going on?
Okay guys, so this is Chris. Just a little background for my people. I met Chris through TikTok. We did a live match challenge. It went well, and he's super duper open-minded. So yeah, let's go ahead and, you know, let's show him love once y'all go ahead and tune in. So Chris, mm-hmm. I am curious. So the topic is eliminated cheating.
Okay.
So I myself, I feel like if people were to be honest, like as far as, hey babe, like, and this is either male or female, mm-hmm. hey babe, like, I love you down earth, like, you know what I mean? But I feel like I'm trying to step out. Or, you know, hey, babe, like, I love you down to earth again, but I feel like sexually I'm not pleased. Like, I feel like if there was a little more honesty in people, then we wouldn't have as much cheating as we do. Mm. Do you think it's possible for a male to come to their spouse and say either one of those things? Like, how do you think you would ever be comfortable enough to?
Well, I'll put it like this. It's getting spicy already. So I'll say it in this nature here. I feel like if it was to necessarily be brought up into a conversation between the two, it's kind of like, it kind of goes into like that open relationship. You know what I mean? Like, to where, because it's like if you come to your partner and then you speak about it and then they're okay with it, then it's like, again, like it's open relationship at that point. Like, you both know, like, okay, it's not pleasing, but you can go get that pleasure somewhere else. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But to like to answer the question as far as like, is it possible? Honestly, I don't know. I don't think it is possible. I'm not even gonna lie to you, because I feel like, you know, you have emotions attached to that person, so I don't think it is possible for it.
Okay. So from a female's point of view, because to be honest, mm-hmm. I know a few people that they can't go to their person and say, you know, outright, hey, I'm not being sexually pleased. Mm-hmm. So I completely agree with you, but I disagree, and it's weird because I'm probably just the only person on this planet that would just outright be like, hey, babe, I'm sorry, I'm not being sexually pleased. This is not going to work.
Yeah.
Or we need to go to, like, therapy, you know, something like sex therapy, something to, you know, bring back that spark, bring back that light that mm-hmm. we was missing. Now, what do you feel as a male? What do you feel causes the cheating?
Okay, so let's put it like this. I feel like, it's more so, and it could just be me. Listen, I'm a different breed, all right?
Okay.
Let's put it like this.
Okay.
I feel like it could be caused mainly just because of, you know, what's not being done. I'm going to just say, like, at home, you know what I mean? Because for the most part, we'll just assume that the two are living together.
Is that going to be, like, just, you mean at home, like, just sexually? You mean, like, it could be the dishes? Like, it could be, like, is it, like, just one thing? Or does it take, like, so much?
I feel like, okay, so I'll put it this way. I feel like the main majority of it could be sexually.
Okay.
But then it could be, like, an add-on to it. Like, you know what I mean? That could just be, like, little stuff, like, stuff from around the house and so forth. You know, so, yeah.
Okay. So then it's needless to say that, okay, so now from your own personal, if you don't mind being an open book for the podcast.
Of course.
It's like with your own personal life, like your own endeavors, your own sexual space.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever felt the need to step out on any person because of sex or the add-ons?
No, so honestly, so I have never actually cheated, but I've also never, like, desired to personally step out. And again, I'm a different breed, you know what I mean? Because I feel like, again, my main thing is communication. I feel like if you communicate with that person, you know what I mean, at least to a certain extent, like, you'll be able to have that understanding. Things can change, especially sexually. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I haven't stepped up.
Okay. Yeah, and my podcast, you guys know me. 13 years, well, Chris, you don't know, so I'll go ahead and give a little background.
Okay.
13 years I've been married. Never stepped out. Now, as far as the you saying the desire thing to step out,
uh-huh,
and how you've never, I have to go with I have.
Okay.
But I in the podcast, we know it's for girls.
Okay.
Yeah, and I honestly wanted the poly relationship. I would have preferred, because I just can't do, like, the sleeping around. I just, there's something funny about just sleeping with anybody, you know?
Yeah.
So, I've definitely had the desire to step out, but I would never actually commit the act.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I personally, I don't know. It's kind of, like, hard, because, like I said, I'm a different breed. Like, I feel like it could be multiple things, like, you know what I mean, that can, especially as a guy, that can cause. And like I said, the bulk of it, especially from a guy perspective, is personally, like, from sex. And I can't speak for everybody, like, you know what I mean, but just, I'll just say from surroundings, friends, and so forth.
Right.
You know what I mean? We'll just insinuate that. But, yeah, I feel like the majority of it could be just from sex. Like, you know what I mean? Because if you're not getting pleased at home, or let's just say, put it in this case here, like, if you're not getting it as much at, or how do I put this? Okay. If the guy's not getting as much as he wants, that can also, you know what I mean, cause to step out. Because then it's like, oh, you know, you're withholding. Well, I'm going to just go get it elsewhere. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I'm curious, since you said you've never had the desire. I'm stuck on... I think we're all stuck. I want to just speak for us all.
Okay.
We're all stuck on the whole no desire. So I'm going to start off with the first question, which is, what was your longest relationship?
Hmm. It has been 4.5 years.
Okay. And so, okay, my next question, I gotta, like, you know, tread lightly because I gotta get around this. So,
okay.
What is your definition of cheating? Like, what are your outlooks on cheating? Like, is it just sex? Is it, you know, emotional? Like, what are all your pinpoints of cheating?
I would say, like, sex, pursuing a person just in general, that can just be, like, day-to-day talking, like, you know what I mean? Like, with the intentions of leading up to sex and going out, yeah.
Okay. Now, when you say going out, do you mean, like the male friend? Like, okay, so now I'm going to say. Now, do you have friends of the opposite sex? And is that allowed in your relationship?
I do, and yes.
Okay. So when you say going out, because I just feel like, and I'm not saying that every male does want to sleep with me, but I just go into every situation where, okay, he wants to sleep with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, got a friend zone. But it's always in the back of your mind, like, okay, like, yeah, he's a guy, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, how do you wing that then? Like, because just knowing that, a guy, so let's say someone does push up on your girlfriend, like they were a friend and they did try it, and you know, she came to you as she should and, you know, told you. How would you move around another situation like that? And would you allow it still?
Now you're saying more so, okay, so you're saying, like, let's take in my situation, let's say, you know, I have a girlfriend and she has a guy friend. And that guy friend tries to push up on her. That's what you're saying? I would say it had to be cut off. It would have to be cut off because I'm a guy. I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, the limits when it comes to that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
now, if she says to you, babe, listen, I shut it down. Like, it'll never happen again. Like, but that's my boy. Like,
he would have to go. Because he already crossed that line. It's like a best friend. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And this is both on guys and girls. If, let's take me an example. If I had a girl best friend, right? And that girl best friend came and tried to, like, push up on me. And whether or not I entertained it or not, just the fact that she's pushed up on me as a guy, we're like, you know, oh, you know, it's no biggie. Like, nah, like, it is what it is. Like, she's that, yeah. But as a girl, you would be like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, nah, she came up on you. She obviously wants something. Yada, yada, yada. Like, you know what I mean? You would feel some type of way. I would feel the same way. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want somebody that is constantly or has already crossed that line push up on you. That means there's some type of feelings there. Like, you know what I mean? It's no longer a friendship. It can still be a friendship because it's like, okay, you may not never do it again. But like you were saying in the beginning, in the back of your mind, that's already there. You know?
Yeah. So if you don't notice, I'm digging a little. I love this because it's like we're complete opposites. Like, so I love the perspectives. So I myself, I'm the complete opposite. I would absolutely, hands down, trust that it would never happen again. And I would allow my husband to still be friends. Yes. So now that leads me to my next question for you, which is, so now if she was to continue to see him, because, like, I'm telling you, like, you know, you ever had like a friendship that was just like this friendship, like, you knew you could not have this person in your life, like, you just had to have him in your life, and it just doesn't, like, you know, unless a certain, like, real line was crossed, like, you know, touching or something like that, but just an amount of words, you know. I'm wondering if that would be cheating if she still decided to talk to them.
I mean, I wouldn't personally say it's cheating, you know what I mean? Unless she's, like, entertaining him on that level.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And again, my perspectives are just a little bit different just because I'm actually on the other side. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been cheated on, but I've never stepped out myself. for somebody else.
Oh my.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
I got different perspectives.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's okay. So now with it being done to you,
mm-hmm.
So how many relationships have you had? We don't even know how old you are, Chris. Could you tell
me? Oh man. Yeah, yeah. So I'm 26. I'm 26.
26.
Okay. And you've had how many relationships?
I've had
serious
mm-hmm. like two. I'll say two. I won't even count the other one.
Okay. 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 Cool. So, okay. So now with it being done to you, would you say that played a big role in why you don't do it, or you just strictly, literally, once you had a girlfriend, you never caught the eye for someone else?
Honestly, I mean, it's just really just because, like, okay, I put it like this. I'm the type of person that's like, if I'm pursuing you, I'm pursuing you. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't like to play games.
Okay.
I'll just put it like that. But yeah, I would just say that.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have it there. That's Chris's perspective on eliminating cheating. So, like, guys, we literally just got to be a little more honest. I mean, that's what it all boils down to. And if you can't, then I would say to at least break up with the person. Like, I am a firm believer in it may hurt, but let me know.
Facts. I am the same way.
Yeah. 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 I'm very, very big on that. I don't want to hear from anyone or anything else. No, I need to, like, you know, just be firsthand in all situations. Like, so guys, just be a little more honest there.
Communication is key.
Say that again.
I said communication is key.
There we have it. That was the perfect way to end the podcast. So guys, we will be back with another episode. You already know how we do on this side. Thank you, Chris, for joining us.
No problem.
Do you have any handles that you want to go ahead and throw out there?
Absolutely. You guys can follow me on all platforms, all social media platforms, at Chris Trendon without the G, and you guys can find me there.
That's right, and he'll be back on the podcast. We'll get him back
for sure.
Well, you have a good one, Chris, and we will see y'all later.
All right.